A good documentary will take you someplace you've never been and inform you about something you've never known. Most people think of Estonia as the country that produced Paavo Järvi, esteemed maestro of the Cincinnati Symphony. But few are aware that it's an old country with a long history of occupation by foreign invaders, which won its independence from Russia only as recently as the early 1990s. The film is The Singing Revolution, an obvious labor of love by filmmakers James Tusty and Maureen Castle Tusty. The title refers to Estonia's history of music and singing. It has one of the largest catalogs of indigenous folk songs in the world, and each year a gigantic singing festival, now well over 100 years old, draws tens of thousands to participate. Although occupied by one country or another for most of its history, Estonia gained freedom in 1920, and the next 19 years were prosperous and happy. Unfortunately, like every other country in Europe, it got caught between a rock and a hard place, the rock being Hitler, the hard place, the Soviet Union. Through a pact signed by these two aggressors, Estonia was to be the province of the USSR, so it sent soldiers. In 1941, Hitler violated the pact by attacking Estonia and driving the Soviets out. After the fall of Hitler, the Soviets returned to take complete control of the country and its citizens. The bloodshed of World War II had decimated their population, while thousands of others had been dispatched to Siberian labor camps. But all the while, the singing continued. The annual festival was interrupted by the war, but it resumed in 1947 when an Estonian composer wrote a song for the festival that instantly became the unofficial Estonian national anthem. In the mid-1980s, as Gorbachev was in a position of power in Moscow, the Estonians kept looking for ways to tweak the communist regime and to exercise their own authority over their destiny. Amazingly, it was all accomplished with no riots, no violence, and no shots fired. Just lots of smart legal and political maneuvers, and lots of singing. The Singing Revolution, given its name by an artist who was interviewed in the film, features survivors of both the Nazi and communist violence, and has some terrific archival newsreel and home movie footage and photographs. The interviewees are a fascinating lot and express not only a burning passion for their country, but also for their culture, not to mention the innate will to be free. As narrated by Oscar-winning actress Linda Hunt, The Singing Revolution is an important history lesson, an important lesson in humanity, and is also a very fine piece of inspirational filmmaking. It's well worth your time to see it. Cincinnati World Cinema at the Cincinnati Art Museum is presenting The Singing Revolution. Showings are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. and will be followed by a post-film discussion with music journalist Mary Ellen Hutton. For more information about the film, go to WVXU.org for a link to the Cincinnati World Cinema website. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Larry Thomas.